you know, got a good group of Tavius and Dalvin. And, you know, CJ at fullback, Terrell Newby coming in. So, you know, I'm just excited to compete with those guys.
What needs to be different from last year to go beyond 8?
You know, we just got to execute. You know, a lot of things last year we didn't execute. You know, we went 5-0. You know, was able to edge out those games. And then the games where we start losing, you know, it's just mistakes, you know, mental errors, turnovers. So, you know, we just got to hold on to the ball and capitalize.
How do you see yourself? You're the one guy coming back at the running back position.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a competition for one spot or is it
going to
be rotated?
I think it could be done by committee, but, you know, there's only one starter at the position. So, you know, that's my main goal to come in here and compete for that job. So, you know, like I said, it's a good group. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, what my game stacks up these days.
What do you think? How do you feel right now about this offense?
I feel good. You know, I feel like I got, you know, a little bit of the upper hand. You know, like you said, being the only guy back from last year. You know, Dalvin's been here throughout OTAs. You know, the rookie training camp, so, you know, it's copper speed. Latavius kind of still catching up a little bit. So, you know, I'm just going to use what I can, you know, my strengths and stuff like that to my advantage and go from there. Oh, yeah, it always does, especially with Coach Sherman. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Will it be a different offense with him now that he says it's time to really evaluate it for the season?
I think it will. You know, last year we kind of was in the mix, you know, with him taking over mid-season and going from there. But now we have a whole off-season with him. You know, everybody understands what he wants and expects from us, so I'll be good.
That's him, Sam. Everybody knows
him,
huh?
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to tell because last year it came, you know, under short circumstances, you know, having a full offseason. I think it'll play a big role in this year's success.
What do you miss about Mankato,
Jerry? Just the atmosphere, you know, the night practices where all the families are around the field and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that'll be different, but I'll probably say that the most.
How different will it be to have a training camp without him?
Very different. Him and Matt. You know, I talked to those guys yesterday. You know, wishing the best of luck, you know, and what they're about to go through. So it's gonna be different, you know, I'm kind of still adjusting to being the older guy in the room. So, you know, it's just all about having fun and competing at the end of the day, and that's what I'm here to do.
What did Adrian say about his new situation down there?
You know, he's like Otavio, he's coming in learning a new system and stuff like that. But you know, I'm pretty sure once he gets it all together that, you know, it'll be easy going for him. So,
Spurs, you guys, everybody brings different skills to the position. What do you think you bring that maybe would offset you from Dalvin and Latavius?
I'd probably just say my versatility. I always rely on my versatility, the ability to do more than one thing. So, you know, that decision to be made at the end of training camp with the coaches and stuff like that, it was my job to come in here and make sure that I keep a bug in the air to make sure my name stays up there. So,
Did Adrian talk about any big numbers he expects to put up against the Vikings on September 11th?
Nah, we ain't talk about nothing like that. you should give him a call, though. I'm pretty sure he'll have a number for you. So.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Thanks, sir.